the rest of the story. You know, when you're a little boy and your daddy calls you good for nothing, that's just got to hurt, but that's what Giuseppe's papa called him, good for nothing. Little Giuseppe, good for nothing. And he wasn't joking. You see, papa came from a family of fishermen. For 300 years, the men in the family had been fishermen in Sicily. Papa himself was a fisherman. When he came to America, he worked on the railroad for a while, but only until he'd saved enough money to send for his wife, and then he headed straight for San Francisco to Fisherman's Wharf to become a fisherman again, to perpetuate the family tradition. Eventually, Papa and Mama had 9 children. You can imagine that all of the boys got their sea legs early, began helping Papa on his fishing boat from the time they learned to walk. All of them except Giuseppe. Giuseppe didn't want to. "What do you mean you don't want to?" demanded Papa. Well, Giuseppe explained that the rocking of the small boat and the smell of the fish made him ill. It wasn't that he didn't want to help out. Fish just didn't agree with him, that's all. But that wasn't good enough for Papa. Far as Papa was concerned, Giuseppe was good for nothing. The boy had come from a long line of fishermen. There was no reason in the world for the profession to disagree with him. Giuseppe was never too sick to go out and play with his friends. Why, then, did it make him sick to help his Papa? Well, disturbed by his father's criticism, young Giuseppe tried very hard to adapt to the family business. The rocking of the boat and the smell of the fish still bothered him. So he did what he could, turning to other tasks, repairing the boat, repairing the nets and so forth. But as hard as he would try to remain unaffected, the fish smell was still in the gear. It made his already sensitive stomach even more queasy. Until one day Giuseppe quit. Went out an odd job wherever he could. Nothing serious. Errand boy, newspaper boy. Sometimes he'd pull down a dollar a day, but it wasn't pocket money. It was table money. Every cent Giuseppe earned was turned over to the household for food and clothing. You'd think Papa'd be proud of his son, but Papa considered him just lazy. Odd jobs were lazy jobs, according to him. Real work was helping Papa on the fishing boat. And this weighed heavily on the lad. He started hiding under the bed when Papa came looking for him, or he ran off to play sports with his friends when he knew Papa was about to call him to the fishing boat. Tennis was especially interesting, but the tennis passion didn't last long. And finally, Giuseppe began to believe his father. Perhaps he was a lazy good-for-nothing who couldn't even stay interested in a sport. Maybe he would never amount to anything. That is the way Giuseppe saw it back then. Everything just seemed sort of gloomy and hopeless. But as it turns out, Giuseppe one day became the most successful member of the family. No, he didn't go back to fishing. Despite his ancestry, Giuseppe wasn't cut out to be a fisherman or a tennis player for that matter. But when Giuseppe finally found something that did interest him sufficiently to stay with it, his passion for it was so enormous that 2 other brothers quit fishing and joined him. Oh, you've heard of Giuseppe, but by his American first name. So has everybody in the world, I guess. And that great big world beyond Fisherman's Wharf will not forget the fisherman that got away. And neither will any of us ever forget the boy who forgot about tennis, only to enter the world of sports and turn that world upside down. For if that young man hadn't been too seasick to join the family business, he would have left a great big vacancy in baseball's Hall of Fame. Giuseppe was Joe DiMaggio, and now you know the rest of the story.